Welcome to a podcast by OpenTheWord.org, where we discuss a bit of Bible, a bit of life, and a bit of politics.
We live in interesting times. We have atheists who on one hand refuse to believe in God because they claim there is no scientific evidence he exists, but according to a 2021 Pew survey, 85% of atheists and agnostics do believe in aliens, even though there is no evidence that they exist. It seems that atheists have faith after all. They believe in little green men. Hi, my name is Dean Smith, and in this first of a two-part series, I want to address the growing controversy today, UFOs. Almost daily, we see news stories about the latest person who claims to have encountered an unidentified flying object, and in a few instances, actual aliens. Certainly, many people claim to have seen UFOs, but many question if aliens actually exist because of a lack of credible evidence, such as an alien spacecraft or even an alien body. One of the major themes of the mega-hit movie Independence Day was that the U.S. military actually has the remains of aliens and as well as an Earth-saving alien spacecraft squirreled away at a secretive U.S. Air Force base popularly known as Area 51. However, I've always held the opinion that it was a Hollywood movie, not an actual documentary. But still, some insist that governments around the world have recovered damaged alien spacecraft and even the bodies of their pilots. The New York Post had an article in June 2023 about David Grusch, a former intelligence official for the National Geospatial Intelligence Agency, who claimed that Italian dictator Benito Mussolini uncovered an alien spacecraft in the Italian mountains near the city of Magenta in 1933 after receiving a tip-off from, are you ready for this, the Pope, more precisely Pope Pius XI, if it's to be believed. Of course, this is all rumors and speculations because according to Grusch, everything related to it has been classified as top secret. Then on July 26, 2023, the U.S. Congress had an oversight committee meeting to discuss UFOs, where they invited Grusch and two other U.S. Navy pilots to discuss their encounters with aliens. During his presentation given under sworn testimony, Grusch stated that he was told by several government officials who he described as credible witnesses that the U.S. government not only has alien spacecraft in its possession, but as well their alien pilots, now deceased. He stated that the government, which has already started reverse engineering some of the test technology, has carried out an extensive disinformation cover-up to stop people from finding out about these discoveries. Grusch then added that multiple people have actually been harmed as a result of their encounters with aliens or while examining the remains of alien spacecraft. He added that he also knew the exact locations where the U.S. military was storing these aliens and their spacecraft. Another individual interviewed at this committee meeting was former U.S. Navy pilot Ryan Graves, who testified that in 2014, a UFO actually split apart the squadron he was flying with as part of training maneuvers at Virginia Beach. The UFO was about 15 feet in diameter, which he described as, quote, dark gray or black inside a transparent sphere, unquote, and came within 50 feet of one of their fighter jets. The third individual to testify before the committee was also a former U.S. Navy pilot, David Fravor, who spoke about a tic-tac-shaped UFO that appeared in the skies over California in 2004. Video of that encounter was captured by a U.S. Navy pilot and has since been released to the public. He described the UFO as white and smooth, shaped with no windows, but two small objects sticking out underneath it. Since Grouch's testimony came out, the Daily Mail reports that a U.S. official associated with the All-Domain Anomaly Resolution Office has categorically denied that the U.S. government has alien spacecraft and the bodies of their pilots in its possession and is not, absolutely not, reverse engineering alien technology. But claims that governments are covering up these discoveries reminds me of a phone call I received years back when I worked for an organization that had some political involvement. The man at the other end of the line told me about a major court case a few years back that the government lost, which proved income tax was illegal. I had heard this claim numerous times, and because the man was so insistent it was true, I simply asked where this court case had taken place, and I would order a copy of the transcript of the trial. The man responded by telling me it wouldn't be possible because the government was so terrified or concerned that this news would get out and people would quit paying income tax, it would not allow the transcript or anything related to it, to this court case, to be released. Then the conversation took a bizarre turn as the fact I couldn't access any information about this court case became his proof it actually happened. Sadly, this is where we ultimately end up with many of these conspiracy theories. The fact we can't prove they are true is evidence they are. Nevertheless, a 2019 Gallup poll in America showed that while 60% of Americans are skeptical about the existence of aliens and UFOs, 68% believe that governments are withholding information about alien and, you know, their spacecraft. So how are believers to react to this news? Though many believe if complex life evolved on Earth, it could happen anywhere, it's not the opinion held by arguably one of Britain's most famous physicists, University of Manchester professor Brian Cox. Though still an evolutionist, he is at least being honest about this theory. In a 2004 documentary that he produced in conjunction with BBC called Human Universe, Cox stated that what happened on Earth was so unique and so miraculous, it could never be repeated. Cox admitted, quote, "There is only one advanced technological civilization in this galaxy, and there has only ever been one, and that's us. We are unique," unquote. Though we have no concrete evidence at this point of the existence of aliens, we do have reports of sightings and, of course, the stories of people's personal encounters with aliens. One of the more bizarre stories traces back to the 1960s and involved a couple, Betty and Barney Hill, who claimed they were abducted by aliens and then taken up to a spacecraft for examination. Betty and Barney were driving home at 3 a.m. in the morning on a deserted New Hampshire road when a spinning saucer appeared in the night sky over their car and started following them. However, despite remembering this detail, they had no idea what happened after that, and they only remembered returning home a bit disheveled from the journey. To find out what happened during these missing hours, the Hills went to a hypnotist where the remainder of the story was supposedly dug out of their subconscious, and it was revealed that they had been beamed up, yes, beamed up to an alien spacecraft where they were stripped naked, and then the aliens took samples of their hair, nail clippings, and skin. The gray-colored aliens had large heads and a humanoid appearance and reportedly showed the Hills a map of the universe revealing that they were from a known star system called, quote, Zeta Reticuli, about 39 light years away. For the record, one light year is about 6 trillion miles. When their story was published by a Boston reporter in 1965, it was sensationalized and became headline news around the world. And then, more recently, on April 30th, 2023, a Las Vegas family called 911 stating there was a greenish 8 to 10 foot alien in their backyard with big eyes and a big mouth. They also reported seeing a bright light fall from the sky. According to the Los Angeles Times, this story was all the more intriguing because an hour and a half earlier, a police video cam had captured a bright light, bright blue light, falling from the sky over Las Vegas. Again, for the record, that strange light has since been classified as a meteor. After receiving the 911 call, police officers were then sent to investigate. The LA Times reported that one of the officers was actually nervous because he believed they might actually encounter an alien at the residence. He said, quote, I'm so nervous right now. I have butterflies, bro. Saw a falling star, and now these people say there are aliens in their backyard, unquote. This fear revealed that many are convinced that aliens are real and they could potentially even visit Earth. When the police officers showed up at the house, there was, of course, no aliens. Nevertheless, they investigated the backyard, interviewed the family and the neighbors. So as believers, how are we to respond to these stories? Well, we have one of two options. Though we have no concrete evidence, it's possible that aliens do exist. But we read in Genesis chapter 1, verse 1, that, quote, in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth, unquote. The Hebrew word for heavens is shamayim and refers to the entire universe beyond the earth. This tells us that God not only created earth, but the entire cosmos. So if there is intelligent life on other planets, as their creator, God is well aware of them. He is in control of their existence and their relationship to humans. This was the opinion held by famed American evangelist Billy Graham, who believed that aliens might actually exist and dealt with this topic on several occasions. While some claim that the existence of aliens somehow discredits the Bible, it had no impact on Graham's faith, who was arguably the greatest evangelist Christianity has ever seen. This is because, according to Graham, the Bible focuses on humanity and man's sinful condition. In his book, My Answers, published in 1960, Billy Graham explains it this way, quote, from my studies in the scriptures, I can find nothing that would change our essential faith in the gospel. If we did discover life on other planets, our Bible is clearly designed for this particular planet with its particular problem of man's sin. I am sure that if there are dwellers on other planets, they are either not involved in the sin problem or else God has made satisfactory provision for them, unquote. According to Graham, if aliens exist, they are equally accountable to God. He adds, it is entirely possible that they never fell into sin like humans, and if they did, God would have provided a way to deal with their sin. Theologically, it was not an issue for Graham. In my second podcast in this series, I will focus on the second alternative that extraterrestrials do not exist. But if that is true, how do we explain all these supposed UFO sightings from around the world? Well, I believe there might actually be a spiritual explanation, and as part of that discussion, I will examine the claims by some UFOologists that the Bible, and particularly the prophet Ezekiel, was actually describing his encounter with UFOs and aliens in several passages. Thanks for joining me on this podcast, and I will catch you again.
Thanks again for joining us on our podcast. Please check out our website at opentheword.org. If you enjoyed this podcast, please subscribe to receive notifications of future broadcasts. As well, please take a moment to provide a rating and even a review. Thanks again for listening.